We're holding the Tzadi Aleph Amud Aleph by the Mishnah. Misho yinosu yishtei noshim. Umesu, yibaharkach mesu. So a man has two wives. Each one has sons. And they both die before him, and then he dies. Yisemim mevakshim ksubas iman. So each one of the Yisemim, or one of the Yisemim, whose mother has a larger ksuba, would like to collect their mother's ksuba, as opposed to a straight Yerusha, where they would get less money. Vein shom elishtei ksubas, the total amount of money of the Yerusha only equals the two ksubas and not more. So the loch is cholkim b'shava. We don't give ksubas b'nei dichrin, and they divide the property through regular Yerusha. Hoyer shama moiser dinner. If beyond the amount of paying the ksuba, there is some more money besides. A dinner is worth at least. Se'elun ertlin ksuba simon. Ve'elun ertlin ksuba simon. So then, ksuba spinidechon applies. We give the ksuba each set of yisoimim of the two, collect their mother's ksuba from the father's property, and then the remainder they divide equally. Imamur yisoimim. If the yisoimim of the sons of the woman who has a larger ksuba say the following. Anachnu malim al nichsei avinu yafa dinner. We are willing to evaluate the value of our father's property at an exaggerated amount, more than the market value. We are willing to accept it as more than the market value. The result being now that there is a value there more than the two ksuvos. Kesheit luksuvos iman, and obviously their intent to do this is to facilitate them getting their mother's ksuba. Ain shaman lehem. We don't accept that. El shaman es anachosim of Bezdin. Bezdin does a evaluation of the value, and whatever Bezdin says, that's it. Hayish anachosim beroy. Let's say that part of the father's property was the Yerusha was things that he's roy to get. So the father of the father is still alive, and he's the Yorish, or he's one of the Yorishim. Now, when he dies, his sons will replace him. So the full Yerusha they're going to get from their father includes what they're getting now, plus what they will get from their father's father. That amount will make it more than the two ksuvas. So enikim b'muchzik, it's not considered like it's here right now, and therefore we divide the Yerusha equally, and that's it. And the fact that later on new property comes doesn't change. We don't then retroactively go back and award the ksuvas iman to one set of Yerushim or with other set of Yerushim. Okay. So there's Yaakov.
Yes.
There's Reuven. And Reuven has two wives.
Yes.
And he has sons from the first wife, Chetzer and Carmi, and he has sons from the second wife. The ksuba that he awarded to one of his wives is larger than the other. Reuven dies, Yaakov's still alive. Reuven dies, and he leaves over the property which is equal to the two ksubas and not more. So we say, okay, you divide equally. So we say, one second. Since Reuven is the Yerush of Yaakov, and when Yaakov dies, the full legacy that Reuben will have bequeathed to his children will include an amount which is more than the two ksubas. So then you should give the word ksubas b'nei dichrin. Now, and Yerusha deraisa would be fulfilled later on when Yaakov dies, and that Yerusha goes over to the sons of Reuven. That would divide equally, so you'll fulfill the Yerusha deraisa.
Yes.
Then, so we say that doesn't work. It's roy, it's not muchzik. It's roy to come. It's not like you have it here now. And what we have right now, we have to divide, since there's only the equal to the two ksuvas, we don't do ksuvas within the Khmer, just divide it equally. Shimon Oimer, affiliation, the chosim, shein le mechrayis, enon klum, as you shom the chosim, shiesh le mechrayis, yoysol shte ksuvas dinner. So Shimon points out you need a dinner, which is why the more suggested for maybe Shimon is saying you need a dinner and the Tanna Kama holds lav davka mosher dinner. And the more doesn't necessarily like that suggestion. And he's saying that you cannot use metaldolin to generate the value of more than the ksuvas. It has to be a karka worth more than the value of tuksubas to have ksubas being different. Like Rashi, b'yisomim mevakshim ksubas iman. Shksubas imam meruba mishalchavertu. So one of the sets of yisomim would like to get their mother's ksuba because it's greater than the other, because they're equal. So what's the difference? Mishus, one of them is more, and they would like to get there, and so they're going to get more yerusha from the father. V'amrim b'neha. So the sons of that woman are saying, ksubas bin dichrin nitzel, we'll take the ksubas bin dichrin, v'cheratem, you'll get yours, v'hashar nachlak, we'll divide the remainder. So if there's only the value of the two ksubas, chalkim b'shava, k'shar kol yerushas, l'fiyah gogarlis, we divide it according to the individuals involved. If the children of who are the sons of the woman who has a larger ksuba say we're willing to inflate the value, we are willing to inflate the value of the father's property more than it is, because they dinner Yisrael Shavyan, and we'll inflate it of a dinner more. She Yisrael Moshe dinner. So we'll get our mother's ksuba, and we'll divide that remaining amount, which we've inflated the value. So now part of the property will not go to the ksubas, it will go to Yerusha. So you're fulfilling Yerusha the Raisa. No. We don't do that. It has to be based on the value of Bezdin. Hoyosham nechasim beroy sharia lipo lehem. They're roy to get a Yerusha me avi avihem acher mosavihem. The father died, and they're going to eventually inherit their grandfather. Mekishatipol yiyosham mosadiner b'shtei Yerushas. So when that happens, the combination of the two Yerushas will leave a Moshe dinner. So, Enakim Amuchzik, it doesn't count. It's because it's not here right now. Enam Akshamim Akshav Liyos Kilo Hein Muchzokim Behen Kavar V'yeshken Moshe dinner. We don't consider it as if it's here already. And if we add it all together, there's a Moshe dinner. We don't say that. Okay. Tan Rabbanan Zot Gemara. Luzu Aleph Luzu Chamesh Meus. So one example is the Yerush, one ksuba is 1,000, the other ksuba is 500. Im Yesh or Moshe Dinner, Elo Nortlam Ksuba Zimon, Reel another Ksuba Zimon, Vim Lav Yerchol Ksuba Shabba. So that's the Braisa gives an example of the dinner of the Mishnah. Zot Gemara Pshita. Merubin Venis Matsu. At the time of the father's death, the value of the properties that the father left over were greater than the value of the two ksuvas. And now, afterwards, it went down in value, the market price changed, etc. Or something happened to the property, it went down in value. So now there is not Mussar dinner anymore. So what do we do? So Karazacha behen Yarshim. So the Yarshim of the mother who has the greater ksuva was already Zaycha. There is Zaycha to get their portion of the get their ksuva first, and then divide the remainder. So even though now that's not gonna, that there's no remainder to divide, they're Zaycha to get their ksuva, and they're going to get it. What about the opposite? Mu'atin v'nisrabu. At the time of the death, the value of the property was not greater than the two ksuvas. Before Bezin came to do the Shuma, and actually do the Chalukah, the property went up in value. So now, there is a way to fulfill the Yerusha D'Raisa. On the other hand, the children of the woman who has a smaller ksuva, who obviously would prefer that the Yerusha should be divided equally, say, at the moment of death, we were zeichah to get a equal Yerusha, not only our mother's ksuva, which is less. Or do you say, no, the mice at the time of the Yerusha, we're going to divide it, it'll be divided in a way, which is, okay, so my, what's the halacha? Toshma. The Nichse the Bay Bar Tsartsur, this person Bar Tsartsur, so the property of his household was a case of Muatim and Israel. It was Mamash this case. The time of the death, so he had two wives with different values of the ksuba. The time of the death, the property he left over was not greater than the two ksuvas. So the Yerusha should have been split equally. And then the value went up. So the time of the actual Shuma, the Shuma's Bezdin, the value had went up, and now there'd be enough to give each one their ksuva. It still has something left over for Yerusha D'Raisa. So what do we do? So they came to Rav Amram. So Rav Amram told the who has the benefit to the one who has the smaller ksuva. They're arguing that we should just divide it equally, and the larger ksuva is saying we should do ksuvas being different. The yarshim of the woman who has the larger ksuva are saying we should do ksuvas being different, and we'll divide the rest. So Amar Lahu, he told the B'nei Ksuva Haktana Zilu Faisinu. Go and be Mephayis, the ones who have the Ksuva Gedayla, and you can convince them to allow that they shouldn't make their claim. In other words, they have a claim, and they really should get the Ksuva Gedayla first. If you can convince them not to, because they hate. But you have no right to get an equal Yerusha. Lo yashkechu. So they did not accept that. They didn't accept that. They ignored that. And they felt that they still had a claim. So Rav Amram felt that they were not following the Psak Bezdin. Amar Lahu. If you don't go mefayis them, and you insist upon getting your portion, you're going against Psak Bezdin. So the punishment going against Psak Bezdin is being put in Cherem. So machina luhu besilu v'lemava dama. I'm going to hit you with a type of a whip which doesn't pull out blood, which means I'm going to put you in Cherem. Okay, so Rav Amram seemed to have a strong argument that the B'nai Ksuva HaGadolah have a right to get the Ksuvas being different. Shadrina L'Kamei de Rav Nachman. So they eventually took this to Rav Nachman to see what Rav Nachman held. Amar Lahen, Kishem Shimarubim Minismatsu Zochu Behen Yershin Kachmuata Minisrabu Zochu Behen Yershin. Just like you agreed in a case where at the time of the death it was Merubin, and the B'nai Ksuba Gedolah get it right to get that their Ksuba first. Even though it goes on afterwards, they don't lose that right. So in the case of Muata Minisrabu, at the time of the death, the B'nai Ksuba Haktana got a right to get an equal portion. They don't lose that because the value went up. Okay. At the time of the Misa, it was worth more than the two Ksuvas. Before they did the Shuma, it went down in value. So we say, Karzacha Behem, Yershay Ksuba Gdala, least Kersp Ksuba Simam, Mishas Misa, Shahisham Mesha Dinner. Since at the time of death, there wasn't Mesha Dinner, they have a right to get it. Zilu Faisinu, the Yershay Ksuba Gdala. You have to go and be Mephias, the Yershay Ksuba Gdala, otherwise they can enforce their claim to get the larger amounts. So it means the fact that since it was Nisrabu and the time of the Shuma, there is more value. So Rav Amram holds they have a right to get their ksuva. Silu d'loy mabadama. Silu was a kites, is a thorn. It's a thorn which when it punctures the skin doesn't make you bleed. So what thorn doesn't make you bleed when it punctures the skin? The answer is it was a conceptual thorn. Klomer shamta benidit, it's cheir. So Rav Amram says that they have a right to get the larger ksuva, but Rav Nachman said no. Zochah ben yershik ksuva kaktana lachol kakol b'shava hal b'shas mitzah lahava b'hu moiser. Since at the time of death there was not moiser, so the yershik ksuva kaktana have a right to get an equal portion and not the lesser amount of their mother's ksuva, and that happens at the time of the death, and therefore they don't lose that, even though the value of the property went up afterwards. So the Yershik Suba Katana do not need to be Mephias, the Yershik Suba Gazela, not like Rav Amram said, and they were right to get the half of the Yerusha. That's how Rashi learns the Gemara. Okay, so it here.